Part 1 Chapter 1 Berlin, 1995. Each step through the abandoned Soviet military barracks took the Russian intelligence officer closer to the room where men were planning genocide. Nikolai Dmitriev hated being here, and he loathed what he was about to do. The barracks were a labyrinth of corridors and rooms. Icy water dripped over the stone walls, covered with paintings of Cold War-era troops and tanks. The air was rank with must. The officer's footsteps echoed as he strode onward, shivering despite his overcoat and fur hat. Previously, the complex would have housed thousands of troops. Now, it resembled a decaying prison. He turned into a corridor and was confronted by four men. Two Russians, two Americans, all wearing jeans, boots, and windbreakers, carrying silenced handguns. The Special Forces men checked his ID and thoroughly searched him. It was the seventh time this had happened as he'd moved through the barracks. 200 Russian Spetsnaz operatives and an equal number of U.S. Delta, SEALs, and CIA SOG men were strategically positioned in the base to ensure that every route to his destination was defended. Their orders were clear. Kill any unauthorized person who attempted to get near the men in the room. The men motioned Nikolai forward. Reaching the end of the corridor, he stopped opposite a door, extending his hand to open it. He hesitated as he heard a high-pitched noise. Glancing back, two rats in a stagnant pool of water and grease were ripping skin and flesh off the carcass of another dying, screeching rat, neither predator attempting to fight the other for the meat. Instead, they seemed to be cooperating. He wondered if he should turn around and leave while there was still time. Everything about his presence here was wrong, but he was under orders. He entered. It was a large mess hall. 10 years ago, he would have seen long trestle tables and soldiers eating their meals. Now it was bare of any furnishings, save a rectangular table and chairs in the center. Graffiti covered the walls, most of it crude, deriding the Soviet Union. Cigarette smoke hung motionless in the stagnant air. Rainwater poured from cracks in the high ceiling onto the concrete floor. Sitting on one side of the rectangular table were a U.S. admiral, a U.S. general, and a CIA officer. Opposite them were two Russian generals. Between them were two files and ashtrays. None of the men were in uniform. The presence in Germany of America's and Russia's most powerful military commanders was secret, as was the presence of the intelligence officers. Nikolai himself was head of Directorate S, the SVR's division with responsibility for illegal intelligence, including planting illegal agents abroad, conducting terror operations and sabotage in foreign countries, and recruiting Russians on Russian soil. The CIA officer at the table was head of the Special Activities Division, responsible for overseas paramilitary activities and covert manipulation of target countries' political structures. At the head of the table was a small, clean-shaven, middle-aged man with jet-black hair. Dressed in an expensive black suit, a crisp woven white silk shirt, and a blue tie that had been bound in a Windsor knot, the man removed his rimless circular glasses, polished them with one end of his tie, and smiled. "Always late for the party, Nikolai." Nikolai did not smile. "A party requires salubrious surroundings. You've chosen unwisely, Kurt." Kurt Schreiber nodded toward the vacant chair next to one of the Russian generals. "Sit and shut up." Nikolai said with contempt, "You've no authority over me, civilian." Kurt chuckled. "When you and I were colonels in the KGB and Stasi, you'd have called me comrade." Nikolai sat and nodded. "Different times, and I'd have been lying to your face." Kurt's shrill, well-spoken words were rapid. "The Russian premier chose me to chair this meeting, not you." He placed his manicured fingers together. "That is telling." "I agree. It tells us how low we've stooped." Nikolai looked at the Americans, Have the protocols been drawn up?
They have. Admiral Jack Duggan nodded toward the Russian generals. It took us 2 days.
General Alexander Tatlin lit a cigarette.
It was worth the effort.
The Russian exhaled smoke. The results are precise.
Seems to me, CIA officer Thomas Scott said, eyeing Nikolai with suspicion, that you're not comfortable with this.
Nikolai laughed, his voice echoing in the bare hall.
How can any sane man be comfortable agreeing to this?
Kurt Schreiber's idea is brilliant.
It's psychotic.
Nikolai looked at Schreiber and repeated in a quieter voice,
psychotic.